Washington News. I'm John Scott. There are positive signs. Foreign correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the latest in the war in Ukraine.
The Kremlin has said on Thursday that a meeting in the coming days between Russian President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump has been agreed on. Putin's foreign affairs advisor Yuri Ushakov said the two sides are working on setting up a meeting and that a venue for the meeting has been agreed on and will be announced later. A meeting between Putin and Trump would be their first since Trump returned to office this year. The news comes as a recent Gallup poll found that Ukrainians are increasingly eager for a settlement that ends the fight against Russia's invasion. I'm Karen Chamas.
In California, State Assembly Bill 495 coming under fire from Christians, parents' rights groups, and high-profile evangelical leaders like Jack Hibbs, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, because that legislation would make it easier for child predators to remove children from public schools or even daycare centers without parental notification. Gina Gleason, the leader of the Real Impact Ministry, expects a huge attendance at a rally being organized at the state capitol on August 19th.
Well, if we don't show up, this law will pass. We need to show that we are concerned enough to drive hundreds of miles out to Sacramento because we do not want this bill to pass. Our Democrat leaders will be surprised at how many more parents will rally at the Capitol steps on the 19th, and then we will train people how to lobby their legislators that you want a no vote on AB 495.
Gleason adds that parents wanting more information on the August 19th rally can go to the website realimpact.us. Stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 288 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 39. More at srnnews.com. An Indiana music teacher will get his day in court.
John Kluge is a Christian, and he will not refer to transgender students by their preferred pronouns, opting instead to simply call them by their name. The Brownsburg Community School Corporation responded by forcing him out of his job, then asked that his ensuing lawsuit be dismissed. But the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the request, granting the teacher his right to place his case before a jury on grounds that his constitutional rights were violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of performers is traveling across the U.S. singing church songs first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations of the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Gullah Creole language that is rooted in West Africa. The singers, all in their 70s and 80s, they learned the songs from their parents and grandparents. This is SRN News. Carmeca Toyota blames President Trump's tariffs for a second quarter drop in profit of 37%.
The world's number one automaker also makes vehicles in Mexico and Canada. Toyota's profit in the April to June quarter totaled about $5.7 billion, down from more than $9 billion in the same period the year before. Its quarterly sales rose 3%. Toyota says tariffs cost its quarterly operating profit $3 billion. Cost reduction efforts and the negative impact of an unfavorable exchange rate also hurt its bottom line. Analysts say Toyota is likely the worst hit by the tariffs among global companies, even compared with other Japanese automakers. I'm Donna Water.
ESPN announcing its new streaming service will launch August 21st. This move comes as streaming surpasses cable and broadcast in U.S. TV usage. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.